Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Get Ninja's teleconference to discuss the results referring to Q1 2021. We have here Eduardo Lutier, CEO and DRI, and Cynthia Hobbs, CFO. All participants are in a listen-only mode, and later on, we will begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. Should you require assistance during this call, please ask for the help of an operator by pressing star zero. This teleconference is being recorded and translated simultaneously. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward statements are based on beliefs and assumptions of Get Ninja's management on the information currently available by the company. This involves currently available information to the company. Future considerations are no guarantee of results. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they refer to future events, and therefore, they depend on circumstances that may or not occur. Overall macroeconomic conditions, industry, and other factors could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. I would now like to turn it over to Eduardo. Eduardo, please, you may proceed.
Thank you very much. It's such a pleasure and an honor to have our first teleconference. Yesterday, we began the negotiations of Get Ninja's. I'm Eduardo. For those who do not know me, I'm the founder of the company. Let me share with you a bit of our history for those who didn't see our roadshow material, and then we'll come back to our Q1 figures, which is the topic of your interest. The idea began in 2011 when I had to hire a painter, and I saw how difficult it was to hire somebody online. I called the Yellow Pages, and I couldn't. Then I came up with the idea of coming up with an app that would solve the problems of customers like myself countrywide. Today, we have almost 200 collaborators, over 2 million professionals registered, millions of services requested, one at every 9 seconds. It wouldn't be possible to begin this first teleconference without thanking everyone who believed in us, our investors, our first customers. Special thanks to some people. Ivana, a business person in the area of cleaning. Marcela Malayama, who teaches popular singing. Ailton Churrasqueiro, besides being a barbecue man, he brought our team together around a very good barbecue in the pre-pandemic period. I remembered he was helping us ring the bell, and all professionals countrywide that make Get Ninja's become what it is. Moving on to slide number two. At Get Ninja's, you can find any type of professional, photographer, a plumber. One service requested every 9 seconds, 4 million service requests, generating almost 1 billion to our professionals. The transaction. Well, this is an estimation. The interface is rather simple. It's based on assessment, and we do have intelligence to correct the right professional to the right customer. It is safe. We have background check and face ID check of our professionals. The technology is information since it started. 40% of our employees are engineers, product designers, and designers. We have 4x LTV CAC, over 90% strong growth margin. For those who have already used it, the customer will mention what they need, like a plumber, and we disseminate that to the professionals in the area. Professionals at that point will pay an amount to get in contact with customers. Customers will choose among four professionals the one that will be most appropriate. So GetNinjas is a lead generating platform. We are developing other business models, but today this is our main focus today, lead generation. So those professionals will get a bundle, will pay for that through a docket, Pix, or credit card. They will buy those credits, and our revenue is only recognized when they use that quote-unquote currency, that lead. It will only be recognized, or the revenue will only be recognized accounting-wise when they use those leads. And we already captured that amount. It's in our cash. And we will show you a monthly evolution that is very interesting about bundle purchases and how it occurred. How do we charge professionals that fee? Well, that fee, that bundle, depends on the size of the service. We estimate how much they will make. So if it's to paint a large apartment, that professional will get paid more than if it was a smaller apartment. For example, a four-bedroom flat will cost more than a one-bedroom apartment. That will also depend on the recurrence. A personal trainer, a cleaning person will have more than one session. So we already charge a higher value. We calculate the NPV of that service. That model is very intelligent because it allows for professionals to visit the customer's residence and give the final price to prevent no-show, because professionals will provide the best price, talk to the customer, and will try and close the deal. It avoids the middleman, because when the two parties talk, professionals have already paid for that lead. And we charge professionals for that lead, avoiding the middlemen. Since I gave you the context of GetNinjas and how it works, I'll move on to the most interesting part of the presentation, our Q1 results, and I'll turn it over to Cynthia, our CFO. Nice. Good morning, everyone. I'm on screen number 5. Let me begin with some highlights in Q1. Number of professionals registered grew 3 times as compared to the first period last year. We maintained the rating 8.9 at Reclame Aqui, higher than that of many companies in the sector, showing the satisfaction of our professionals and customers who use our platform daily. From April 2020 to March this year, we reached 141,000 active professionals. So bundle sales in Q1 totaled 17 million reals, 47% greater than Q1 2020. And I will break that information down month by month until April this year. A 36% increase of clients' requests as compared to Q1 2020, 1 million client requests. So professionals acquired leads, resulting in a gross revenue 41% greater than that of Q1 2020. For clarification sake, professionals buy bundles and they will pay that through a docket, Pix, or credit card. And the revenue is only recognized when professionals actually use those leads or use the coins to acquire the leads. 92% gross margin in Q1. GetNinjas maintain investment discipline in line with its trajectory, and the cost of customer acquisition was about 29 reals, in line with the same period last year. Yesterday, we started at B3, 70 million reals, Verde assets, another 70 million reals, and Andy Capital with 35 million reals. The IPO resources will be used for our expansion efforts, increment in marketing investments, both for the acquisition of professionals and for the acquisition of clients. We will also invest in offline channels that will bring more visibility to the platform, branding investments. We will also invest in hiring new employees, mainly developers, in order to ensure the evolution of the platform, improving even further the user's experience. Over Q1 2021, we signed strategic partnerships with companies like Intercement, Samsung, Boticário, Sebrae, besides the partnership with Banco Pan to offer easy access to the professionals registered to financial services like bank account, credit card, personal loans, and insurance. Therefore, we provide financial inclusion to an unbanked population, including digital payment terms, to the Get Ninjas payment flow. Moving on to slide number 6, we can find 10 main service categories that overall account for 540 different types of services that are offered on the platform. Our theory is that to be a winner at services, you must be horizontal. That is, you must have all service categories. Today, users are looking for a painter. They might look for a photographer tomorrow and then a barbecue maker. Users will always look for some sort of service. Being horizontal, you create a differentiated platform. On slide number 6, we can see the evolution of new professionals registered. In Q1 2021, we grew over 3 times as compared to Q1 last year, reaching 512,000 new professionals, the highest number of records since the platform was created. It reflects the intensification of our marketing investments in engagement campaigns, and investments in acquiring customers and professionals. Moving on to slide number 7, I'd like to emphasize the evolution of records in consultancy, classes, healthcare, design and technology. Some service categories grew over 400%. What we see is clearly a change in habits. As people are working increasingly from home, are looking for more convenience. In that scenario, a horizontal platform like Get Ninjas has benefited from that behavioral change and will keep on benefiting. Slide number 8. Here we present the monthly growth of bundle sales. Here we can see a growth in the 4 months of the year. In January, 29% growth, February, 40%, March and April, over 70%. And why that evolution? Why that growth on a monthly basis? In Q4 last year, we reduced marketing investments in order to acquire clients and professionals. At the time, in Q4, we had non-recurring expenses associated with an IPO, and there were many uncertainties about the success in the pre-IPO period. In January, we were successful, and we successfully concluded the pre-IPO round, and we raised 40 million reals. As of February, we started accelerating our marketing investments. And that's why this curve started going up, started in February, impacting our Q1 results. because we reduced the investments we had made late last year. Slide number 9, we can see that in the past 12 months, we achieved 140,000 active professionals that acquired at least one bundle from April 2020 to March this year. I'd like to remind you that the monetization of our business happens through professionals when they buy the bundles, and the revenue is only recognized when these professionals will use those quote-unquote points by when they buy the leads. So bundle sales in Q1 totaled 17 million reals, a 47% growth as compared to the same period last year. Slide number 10. Client requests that went up 36% if compared to Q1 2020. And requests concentrated in remodeling and technical assistance, or renovation and tech support. 208% growth in the registry of professionals associated to a higher number of client requests allowed professionals to generate more leads. So professionals actually consumed more leads, which led to a gross revenue of 17.3 million reals, 41% higher than the gross revenue of Q1 last year. Moving on to slide 12. Here we show you gross margin and gross profit, a 41% growth, totaling 14 million reals, and our gross margin 92%. Just going back a little, when we talk about operating costs, we're talking about basically servers that are pegged to the dollar and SMS texts. Next, slide number 13. Increase in operating and administrative expenses that ended in Q1, over 20 million reals. That can be explained due to the growth in the number of employees, especially in the tech area, engineers, developers, and data people that went from 105 employees in Q1 2020 to 169 employees in late March this year. And obviously that impacted our overall and administrative expenses. The second reason behind that growth in operating expenses is a greater investment in marketing to acquire clients and professionals totaling 11 million reals in Q1. Speaking about marketing, I'll turn it over to Edu, who will speak about that in the next slides, our marketing investments. Edu? Slide number 14. Well, let me speak about our marketing investments. We had considerable investments in marketing as compared to previous quarters. That investment was made especially in early February when we concluded our pre-IPO round on January the 29th. So in early February, we started investing more. We noticed that our CAC is basically the same we had in Q1 2020, even a little lower than Q4 2020. That small difference is normal up or down because there is a mix effect. Each category has a different customer acquisition cost, and this is consolidated information. At the CAC, we include all the cost to acquire professionals and all the cost to acquire clients divided by the number of new professionals. We do that as a guide. Every client campaign ends up bringing professionals, and every professional campaign will end up bringing clients. So by having a consolidated CAC, we don't have any assignment problem. We don't have a qualitative component to that number to know if the campaign brought 90% clients or 90% professionals. Internally, we monitor the evolution of acquiring clients and professionals by city and by category. And in future conversations, we will give you more details. So for now, we are giving you the consolidated figure. Slide 15, we talk about our results. Our result is a little more negative than in the previous quarter, than in the same period last year. That negative result is explained by a greater marketing investment. Last year, we had investment restrictions because of our cash position. In January, that was solved in part with the IPO. We invested more, and the plan is to invest even more in future quarters, obviously respecting the LTV CAC for the investments to generate return. A common question, how will we maintain our CAC investing a lot more? Our market is not very saturated. Over 500 categories, 3,000 cities. The value we invested before didn't scratch the surface. So we can invest even more with a marginal return, but a satisfactory one. So in our case, we were able to make that investment without increasing the cost of acquisition. Speaking a little about the partnership with Banco Pan, slide 16, we concluded a partnership with Banco Pan a little before our prospect. In this partnership, we're going to work on different financial products. We are negotiating some elements in this partnership, but basically we will offer credit card, bank account, credit, insurance, and we will be remunerated by all those products. And Banco Pan will have access to those clients. Get Ninjas is an income mechanism, and this is better for the Banco Pan ecosystem. Moving on to the next page, the growth paths. We have a growth in our marketplace that we have been observing recently. New initiatives we are beginning, like Get Ninjas Go, a more verticalized marketplace, the partnership with Banco Pan, financial partnership, and thirdly, the Ninja Academy, where we will provide content to our professionals. Those brands will pay Get Ninjas an amount to make their content available to professionals. So that will increase revenue, will improve professionals' experience, and will provide interesting exposure of the brands talking to their target audience. With that, we conclude our presentation. And we can now open for questions you may have. Ladies and gentlemen, we now begin the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star 1. To remove your question from the line, press star 2. Our first question comes from Fred Mendes from Bradesco. Good afternoon, everyone. Congratulations, Eduardo. I have two questions. The first one is more strategic, perhaps to Edu, on the growth side. You were growing with restricted cash. What changes moving forward with more robust position? What is your ability to put the IPO money to work? The second question is, how can this greater investment help engage more customers? You increase the number of professionals, but when we look at the engagement, how can that greater investment help engage customers and professionals better? Thank you. In the first 10 years, the company raised 40 million in a pre-IPO phase in January, and started investing more in February this year. This is a market of 1 trillion reals. The service market is enormous, and we have 0.1% of the market, although we are the largest platform in the sector, much bigger than any other competitor. So with that, we have a huge potential because we can invest in media from early shows like Ana Maria Braga on TV. They are GetNinjas customers. Those watching a sports program at night are also potential GetNinjas clients. So we have a lot to invest in media. Some people from Sao Paulo might have seen some clocks that we have around the city with our campaign connecting those in need. Pedro hired a plumber. Laura commissioned a psychologist. And this week, we are adding more characters showing how horizontal the platform is. First, we need professionals to serve clients and marketing investments. Now, looking at brand development, that will bring that horizontality. Clients will understand, we hope they will understand GetNinjas. At GetNinjas, they will find everything, like they find everything at Mercado Livre or Amazon. 60% of product searches already happen directly on Amazon because they managed to create that brand, which is what we call a destination brand. Customers don't think twice. They know they will find what we offer at GetNinjas. Obviously, there is a lot of work ahead of us. We have to train more people. We are hiring analysts and more people to accelerate this growth. It won't be easy, but we believe that with the market we have been developing in the past few years, we will create a good history and a very strong brand. Thank you, Edu. Thank you very much. Super clear, rather. Our next question comes from Thiago Silva from Morgan. Hello, Eduardo and Cynthia. Congratulations on your IPO and your results. I have two questions. First, I want to know about bundle sales. Does the company have more initiatives to increase utilization rate besides marketing investments? And second, considering the 41% gross revenue in Q1, what is the outlook for future quarters with the reopening of the economy? And what is the trend for April and May? Thank you. On the use of the bundles professionals acquire. We want the platform to become increasingly simpler for professionals to buy and use those bundles. Let me give you an example. Something that started recently, and it's quite transformative, professionals could buy the bundles using a credit card and a docket to pay at the bank. Well, not always did they have enough credit, and using a docket, they would have to use internet banking, which is difficult to copy all those numbers and to pay for that docket physically or the payment slip. They have to print the bill and go to a lottery house. And many of those professionals don't even have a bank account. Now, with many digital banks and in a partnership with Banco Pan, that payment became easier. We haven't disclosed the evolution of Pix, but it took a relevant part of professionals that would pay with a credit card or with the payment slip. And there will be other initiatives that will make the app more friendly for professionals to use to improve the sales funnel, to improve the acquisition of professionals. The beauty of a marketplace and of a data technology is that the more information we have, the better the final decisions we make. Statistically, we can compare things and see the winning strategy. So the more data we have, the better we become. The better we become with the funnels. And in future results, we will disclose some other initiatives that we will develop over the quarter. About growth or revenue growth, we disclose the operating figure, which is bundle sales. It was in one of our slides. 20-some% in January and 70% growth in March and April. It's a strong revenue indicator. So we believe that in future quarters, we will have stronger results than previous one because of bundle sales, which is a very good indicator. And we're also accelerating marketing investments because we now have capital. If I may add, I mentioned in my initial presentation, this partnership with Banco Pan will also bring greater engagement of professionals. In their vast majority, they belong to lower income brackets. Many of them are unbanked, providing them financial services, and that might bring, and that's the expectation, that might bring more engagement with our professionals. And that will only be provided to engaged and recurring professionals on our platform. So this is one of the initiatives that will bring future growth, engaging more professionals with the platform. Perfect. Thank you very much. I'd like to remind you that to ask a question, just press star 1. Our next question comes from Rodrigo Faria Webcast from Sul America Investments. Good afternoon. Congratulations for your results. Could you please comment on how you expect the activation of the new 512,000 professionals registered in Q1? And how quickly do professionals begin to buy the bundles? Excellent question. We hope that activation to take place as in previous quarters. Due to strategic reasons, for now, we are not disclosing exactly the rate of activations or that conversion ratio of professionals. But we believe that some initiatives we may develop in the area of financial services may accelerate that activation because professionals will have extra reasons to register with us or to, let's call it, activate, to pay the Get Ninjas bundle. So initiatives such as this that we are still designing, and they will be more defined in future quarters, can go beyond what we already do and raise that activation. Another important element is marketing investment. In the past, our marketing investment was modest. Today, we are investing in market in almost every city in Sao Paulo. We are also investing in urban marketing on the radio pretty soon and possibly on TV. Those professionals will look at that media exposure and will believe more the platform. They will believe they will have a return, and that's worthwhile investing. So we believe that investments in marketing, besides bringing new professionals, may help activate and retain those professionals. When we have some more color, we will come back to those figures. Our next question comes from the webcast. I saw clocks on Faria Lima with ads from Get Ninja. Why are you investing in marketing to clients if professionals generate revenue to you? Excellent question. The basic concept is, why do professionals generate revenue to Get Ninjas? Because they make money, they acquire clients. If we bring clients to them, or if we don't bring clients to them, they have no reason to come back to the platform. So investments in clients is key for us to give professionals income. And with that, they will invest on the platform. If we look at the cost of acquisition, we see it's important to invest in clients, even if they are not directly associated with our revenue, because our revenue is a percentage of what professionals make, not directly, but indirectly, and we disclose that in our process. About 5% of what professionals make will come to us. As there are no other questions, I'd like to turn it over to Eduardo for his final comments. Eduardo? Well, as I said earlier on, it's been an honor to participate in this call with you. Presenting the company and going public after 10 years of a lot of work and a lot of discussions with the whole team. Thank you very much for your trust. I hope we can maintain this open channel with the market so that we can allow the company to grow. So once again, thank you so much. And this concludes the Get Ninjas teleconference. We thank you all for your participation and have a pleasant day.